I got an email yesterday from a P1 who went to I guess must have been some sort of Comic-Con or horror movie convention, and he got me a video from Adrienne King. Adrienne King is the first final girl from Friday the 13th. She played Alice. When I went to sleepaway camp, I slept in her cabin.
What?
We've both slept
the very cabin.
Yeah, the very cabin. We've both slept in the same bed. Not together. In fact, 40
decades
years
apart.
40 years apart. But she said, "Hey, Chris Kelly, why aren't you here?" And like waved to me. And I was like, "Oh my God, that's Final Girl." And that really touched me.
Mm-hmm.
That was absolutely. I sent that to my friend who went to sleepaway camp with me. And he said, I'm absolutely speechless. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
She knows my name. You know, she has said my name. She's in her early 70s now.
Looks good.
She looks good. Little gray hair. She's grandmotherly. She looks good. She was 25 at the time when Friday the 13th.
So they weren't high school students.
No, they were counselors.
In the film.
No, they're counselors. So they're just out of college and doing some great counseling.
Yeah.
Work.
Mm-hmm. Sexing, smoking.
Tons of both. Getting high, sexing down.
Except her.
No, she was virginal and she
survived. That's why she lived.
She survived. Although they intimate that she had sexual relations with the lead counselor before anybody else arrived. She drew a picture of him shirtless. She's an artist. And he says, "Is that what I look like?" And she goes, "It's what you looked like last night." I was like, okay.
Oh.
These two had a little thing. In fact, my theory has always been that she was pregnant with his baby.
Have you shared this with anyone?
Yeah, the guys at sleepaway camp didn't agree. They were like, nah.
I don't agree with that. That's terrible.
Bro, break the pills in half next time. You can't have Final Girl running for her life pregnant. Do you know how risky that is?
We didn't know she was pregnant. We had no idea she was pregnant. But in part two, which is only a few months later, she's wearing a muumuu. And I was like, she's
with child?
I never proven. That's my
But why wouldn't they have explored that option? You know,
it's only my theory.
Final Girl's child.
Well, she got killed off early in part two. I hate to say. She was killed.
Yep.
Jason got her in part two. Spoiler alert. Jason got her with an ice pick.
You dressed up as an orderly?
Yeah.
Womp, womp.
Man. That new orderly's crazy. I think something might be off with him.
Point is, Final Girl makes it to part two. She's killed in 10 minutes in part two. I know.
Is there a Final Girl in two?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Different Final Girl.
And she never appears. And you see, here's when I'm getting way too deep into Friday the 13th now, the original. But the original Final Girl, in the first part of part two, she's on the phone with her mother. And her mother's...
From hospital?
No, she's moved. It's like a couple months later.
Oh.
And she's in her own apartment. And the mom's like, "Why don't you come home to California?" And she says, "I have to stay here at this haunted lake where I was almost murdered and all my friends were killed because it's the only way I know how to deal with this." And then she hangs up. It's like she's got to stay at the place where everybody was butchered.
For closure.
Okay. Exactly. But my theory is she didn't want her mom to know she was pregnant. And she's wearing that muumuu. Oh. And they had that conversation back in part one. And she drew him shirtless. That's always been my theory. Everyone laughed at me at sleepaway camp. All of the... Go back and watch the movie. A lot of people will, I'm sure.
Discuss.
Okay.
Podcast it.
Right.
Anybody, any other incels in this chat room? Wanna...
You know when the chat room's like, "Yeah, that's weird, man." You know you've done something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're the weird one at sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
Tracking menstrual cycles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of the final girls on camera.
Yeah. When the shut-ins and incels who never leave are on the Reddit chat room thinking you're weird.
I had to eat by myself.
Time to rethink.
I was overeating a bowl of soup by myself. Everybody else was way down. Nobody would eat at my table.
Did he ride with you?
No.
he was hitchhiking.
Remember, I'd already made the Warrington Gillette Steve Dash.
You started off bad.
I can't even talk about it.
And then you sit down with anybody else think Final Girls was knocked up? What?
You watch the movie. I'm telling you.
The clues are there.
You have to watch part one and the first few minutes of part two. And then she's... But they should have explored it. They should have explored, she's going to have a baby.
That could have been, and then you would have...
I know.
You know, Jason versus her offspring.
When I meet her, and I will, I will meet her one day. I'm going to say, have you ever given any credence to this theory that I'm the only one that has?
Did they shoot those scenes and then just edit them out?
Possible.
You know, I mean, we never know what the original scripts might have been.
Well, such a low budget as well.
Do you ever plan to go to a Comic-Con? It doesn't seem like your environment.
It's not my environment, but if she's going to be there, I would go.
Look, I think you need to go. I think you would love one of these horror. They call them horror cons.
You would have a blast.
I should. Let me give you the Titillation Tuesday story that's been in the making for 5 days now. We first heard about it last week, and Kristen said, save it for Titillation Tuesday. The term is hamstering, and it was put up on TikTok. Someone said, has anybody tried this? And it's totally sexual.
And it's sexual.
Oh, it's sexual in the biggest possible way.
Now, when you think of
hamsters. Okay, hamster.
They're not going up the bum,
No, they're not going up. Because first I was like, this is sick.
We're not doing that old thing again, are we?
Hamster going up the butt. We're not doing this. A bizarre new sex trend called hamstering is now becoming way more popular on TikTok. Here's what happens. Couples use their vehicle's sunroof. The male will lay on top of the vehicle, in my case, my minivan. Open the sunroof, lay flat, dangling your genitals, aroused.
Through the open space?
Through the open space. Your partner will sit on her knees or in the seat and go up toward your genitals.
Go up on you?
Go up on you.
like
a hamster drinking water out of that.
From that upside down bottle?
From the upside down bottle. I want to do this so badly, I can't even tell you. But the shocks on my minivan are not what they used to be.
Now, no one is. The vehicle is not in motion at this time.
Oh, no.
No, it's still, but you got to be careful because. I mean, if she accidentally hits the auto close.
Oh. God, you're right. Because that'll get your balls
in.
That's everything.
That's a Friday the 13th kill.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Here's the woman on TikTok explaining.
The hamster thing piqued my curiosity. And my initial reaction was like, I want in. I want to drink. As though I am a thirsty hamster. I was like, when I got this car, I even said for myself, I wanted a sunroof. In my head, it makes sense and it's a great idea. But in practicality, first of all, I don't want my car scratched. There's belt buckles, there's buttons. Maybe he does one of these. And that way you can like conceal yourself in your car. I love it in theory. I just don't want to look like this when I execute it.
Now, she's very enthused.
Yeah, she was told, I am really into this. If I could get my wife to go for this, I'd do it in the garage.
When would you say you've ever opened your sunroof?
I don't know that I ever have.
I don't think you ever do.
I don't think I've ever opened I don't know where the button is.
You've owned a few vehicles with them, and you don't
I don't know.
And that would be the first time you ever open it to violate your car like that.
Right. That's right.
And imagine, imagine, okay, you've talk yourself into doing this and somehow you talk your wife into doing this.
Yeah.
So it's a weekend night. Mm-hmm. You've got your junk hanging through the sunroof.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden the garage door starts to open because your daughter's home.
Oh, geez.
Because let me tell you, that's a position fear that you can't get out of quickly.
Worst fear.
You can't roll off the car real quick with your pants down and be like, you know.
You're risking a lot of injury there.
Oh, your mother dropped her phone.
Experts are saying be careful of the sunroof closing with a button being hit. Sunburn.
Oh, when you're outdoors. Backside?
Or carbon monoxide poisoning.
Yeah, I did think about that.
I mean, if you want the vehicle to run, you got to do it outdoors.
You got to do it outdoors. Yeah.
But you probably want music playing.
Yeah. And
the worst found dead ever.
It's up there for sure.
I love the whole idea of it, though.
What the hell are they doing?
I mean, that has got me so aroused to even be thinking about it.
A thirsty hamster.
Hamstering.
Yes.